Gatoi te rangi marie, o rangi nui e tui honei, o papu tuanuku e takatonei, o te taiao e awhinei I a tātou, tihei mauri ora. This is The Green Desk on 95BFM.
It is, and this week at The Green Desk, Mitchell speaks to Greenpeace spokesperson Amanda Larson about the recent application for a drilling permit in the Great South Basin. OMV have been able to continue their exploration in the Great South Basin and are expecting to begin drilling by the end of this year, despite the Labour government introducing the ban on any oil and gas exploration last year. Mitchell begins by asking Amanda a little bit about OMV, who they are, and the threat that they pose to our small nation.
So OMV are an Austrian oil company. They are part state-owned by the Austrian government and also the Abu Dhabi government. I would say they aren't one of the kind of oil majors, but they are a big player. They are one of the few companies that have controversially decided to drill for oil in the Arctic. They're also on a list of 100 companies that have been responsible for causing more than 70% of the world's emissions over the last 30 years. So they have a lot to answer for in terms of their impact on the climate and in terms of their impact on sensitive ecosystems like the Arctic and like areas like the Great South Basin where they're proposing to do drilling here in New Zealand.
Have they been involved in any other sort of things around the Pacific as well as the Arctic?
Not to my knowledge. I can double check that for you, Mitchell, if you want.
That's right. I'm just curious. So we've had this new report come out. You know, we're trying to keep, you know, the degrees under 1.5, and that means no new drilling and things like that. So how do they manage to get this consent? I know that it's been extended by Jacinda's government. How was that justified?
Going back to almost exactly a year ago, the government announced no new permits for offshore oil and gas exploration, which was really groundbreaking at the time. New Zealand's one of the first countries to make a bold announcement of that scale. Unfortunately, they made a choice not to revoke existing permits. There were a number of permits that were granted to oil and gas companies before the ban came into place. Under the previous government, and that included a number of permits that OMV holds in the Great South Basin, also the Pegasus Basin off the Wairarapa coast, and also in Taranaki. And the reasons that the government has given for that is that, these companies have legally applied for those permits under the Crown Minerals Act and that it would be legally problematic for the government to revoke those permits. One thing that's interesting to note is that this particular permit, the Great South Basin permit that OMV is talking about drilling in at the end of this year or early next year, was due to expire, but the government made the choice to extend that permit. I think that's incredibly problematic. If you read the government's response to why they have done that, they feel that OMV is obeying or sort of acting within the bounds of the law, so they sort of have no choice but to extend it. That reflects on changes that need to be made to the Crown Minerals Act. And also, I think the government has every justification to let those permits just drop.
So you talked about permits, and so the other ones that exist, although OMV is the only one talking about drilling this year, the other ones can still, that can happen. They can still drill for them. And when do they expire, those other ones?
There's a number of other permits, 28 potential permits that are still sort of active, and those have expiry dates that range to within about 5 years from now. But again, there's no telling whether those could continue to be extended. That's where we see a big problem for this government, which is that if they continue to extend those permits that were released under the previous government, then that effectively negates the point of the oil and gas ban. And there are commentators on both the sort of left and the right political spectrum who are kind of saying this just means that the oil and gas ban was, you know, not serious if those permits can keep being extended. So
yeah.
There's a number of other companies involved. Just last week, the minister approved an extension for New Zealand Oil and Gas, who have a permit off the coast of Canterbury.
Whew. Okay, so they can pretty much, they're entitled to keep extending them. And then they're also, what are their consents entitled them to? Like, how many years can they actually drill for? Because to my understanding, they can do it for, I mean, a couple decades. So we're talking about this still actually happening, you know, way past 2050, way past our, you know, the dates we've set for carbon zero. Is that right?
That's exactly the problem, is that, you know, they've got these permits to explore, and then if they actually find anything and can demonstrate that there are significant oil and gas reserves in their permits, then under the current Crown Minerals Act, it's almost kind of a requirement that they are allowed to drill. That's why we think it's so important that this exploration isn't allowed to go ahead in the first place, because we know that there's more oil and gas already on oil company books than we can afford to burn if we want to stay within 1.5 degrees. There's absolutely no moral justification for exploring for more when we know that there's already too much there that's already known about. So, you know, you're absolutely right. If they do find oil and gas in these permits, it really depends on the volumes that they find, but there could be extraction and burning of those fuels for potentially decades to come, depending on what's found. So that's highly problematic when we know that we need to cut our carbon emissions in half within the next 10 years to be able to meet that kind of that life-saving threshold that the IPCC scientists have set out for us.
Jeez, yeah. And just with the Great South Basin, so the exploration, I don't know if it's applying here, but do they do the shockwave? Is that how they...
The seismic testing?
Yeah, the seismic. Is that how they explore for it?
So at the moment, what's being proposed for the Great South Basin is actual exploratory drilling. So, you know,
right,
poking some drills down there and seeing what they find.
All right, okay. And I know that Great South Basin is home to quite a few, are they endangered species? It's beluga whale, right?
So southern right whale.
Southern right whale, yeah.
And, you know, there's a number of whales within that whole sort of, if you think about if there were potentially an oil spill in this part of the world, that spill would extend beyond just the Great South Basin. It would affect the kind of sub-Antarctic islands and other parts of New Zealand's coastline. And within that area, there's a number of sensitive species, both of whales, sea lions, dolphins, seabirds like albatross and so on. So the potential for harm if there were a spill at these depths is significant.
Yeah. This is terrible. So I've seen Greenpeace getting together, 350 are getting together. How can people find information on, you know, on what's really going on, and how they can you know, get behind you guys and support, you know, getting OMV out of here?
I mean, it's been really heartening to see the reaction. In some ways, I think you know, I was a little bit worried that once the oil and gas ban was announced that people would think this government's got it covered, I don't need to worry about it anymore. But as soon as that news broke about OMV's plans for the Great South Basin, there was just an instant reaction of people saying, how is this allowed to happen? So I think that's really encouraging. Oil Free Otago have already sort of come out and said that OMV can expect resistance. And if, you know, if you're based down in Dunedin, then they're absolutely the group to join with, because they will be planning mobilizations. In terms of getting information and getting involved in other parts of the country, we at Greenpeace are organizing some workshops on peaceful civil disobedience, which will teach sort of tactic, strategy, and philosophy that covers a range of different areas, from sort of banner making through to taking nonviolent direct action. And the first of those is taking place in Auckland. So getting on our website and on our Facebook page to find out what's going on is a good place to start.
Awesome. Thank you, Amanda. Do you want to add anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention as well that the New Zealand greenhouse gas inventory was released at the end of last week, and it found that our emissions in this country are continuing to rise. So despite the fact that we've known about climate change for 40 years now, and it's 2019, and we know we've got 10 years to have carbon emissions, New Zealand's emissions are still going up. And I think it just is, you know, despite the government's rhetoric on climate change and showing leadership abroad, which I really commend and think is really important, what action is happening at home, and is it happening fast enough? The oil and gas ban last year was a really bold move, but to be honest, it's kind of the only thing we've seen this government do tangibly in terms of policy, and we know that even that isn't enough when these existing permits are going through.
Yeah, it's so, almost ineffective.
Yeah, so I guess the government's talking a good game, and I think that their intentions are good, but man, this policy work needs to speed up right now to be able to actually cut emissions now, because we have so little time left.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihe Modi Ora.
It was indeed.